This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Revisit the life of the American family farmer. This is the American family farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, an American family farmer. Iconic, isn't it? The dairy that I've worked on and have been around. I've been around cows all my life. We're working on raising Jersey replacement heifers. Been around Jersey, Guernsey cows all my life. Yeah, I've had my share of Holsteins and Brown Swiss and Normandies and other breeds, but I've settled in on the Jerseys because I like them for all kinds of reasons. At any rate, that's my story. The dairy industry has some really horrible things to confront in the new year. I'm looking right now. I usually start this program by focusing on something in the news, and what could be more of a timely basis in terms of news for farmers than what's going on with the second and final round of trade mitigation payments. The farmers who've been hurt by the trading partners, the trade war, the retaliation, commodity producers now get market facilitation payments. I love the government. If you'd like to request an MFP, which is market facilitation payments, the USDA has been sending out the first round of these payments to producers since September. 50%, it's based on 50% of their production this year. Payments designed for cotton growers, corn, dairy, hog, soybean, cherries, wheat producers, that sort of thing. All you have to do is register once for both the first and second round of payments. I don't fit into any of those because I'm not, I am dairy, but I'm not milking cows, raising them. So I don't, apparently, at least that's what I was told. And it's okay. I'm not one for wanting to take advantage of government programs anyway. I think they're overdone, require too much paperwork, and actually get into your business too much. At any rate, these sign-ups, if you want to take advantage of the second round, you have until the 15th of the month. Producers actually have till the 1st of May to certify what your production numbers are. Farmers who haven't done so can find signed-up information, instructions at farmers.gov/MFP, okay? Sign up, farmers.gov/MFP. If you're eligible, you got to wait until the harvest is completely finished for last year, as payments are made based on your total production. That's why the second round, the first round was for the first half of the year, the second for the second half of the year. If you've already applied and you've completed your harvest, certified your production numbers, you'll get a second payment on half of the production multiplied by the rate for each commodity. It's another, again, a crazy formula that is just part of doing business with the government. You know, we've let the government get too big. The government has too much control over what we're doing. It should be that people who want our products, whether you want to buy a tomato, an ear of corn, a bottle of milk, whatever it is, you pay whatever you're willing to pay. Whatever the farmer thinks it's worth, and it's a deal. It's a negotiation, right? I don't want to pay $3 for a tomato. Okay. Then you go to the store and you get some piece of garbage for $1.95. That's whatever, you know. You get it from the real source, or, you know, you get stuff that's just plain garbage. So that's the update on payments. I thought you'd be interested in that. The payment rates have been controversial. Everything about this has been controversial. I think the whole business, you know, Trump proposed, or Sonny Perdue, the agriculture secretary, proposed they were going to actually come up with a lot of things to drain the swamp when it came to their corner of the world. Unfortunately, they haven't drained the swamp correctly, And a lot of you have become frustrated, as have I, because the Trump administration has really sucked when it comes to what to do about farmers. Not thinking about it. It's not that they're, well, I want to give them the benefit of the doubt. It's not by design. It's by inexperience, not paying attention. What does Trump know? He's a New Yorker, frankly. I know that's it becomes the kind of pat, but he is. He doesn't care. He doesn't know anything about farmers or farming. And Sonny Perdue, you know, he's okay. But they have done a lot of things, especially with the stuff done in concert with the EPA, things that need to be eliminated. They're eliminating the wrong stuff. They're attacking the wrong things. And I think the same can be said for what's going on in the farm, the world of production. What are you doing to kind of wean the farmer off of the federal government? I think that's what Trump was elected because people think government's too big. So what do you do to fix that problem? You make government smaller and you cut programs. And one of the things, you know, are we too far gone in this model so that now the only way a farmer can actually survive is to be involved in some sort of government handout, government program, some kind of government. And you know, by listening to this program, I'm not a big fan of big government. I don't like it. I don't trust it. I think that it's here to serve itself. And it certainly has proven that, at least as far as the farmers are concerned, by looking at this mess that we had, the trade wars, the things that are happening to farmers, dairy farmers especially. Although I did see something that indicated the price of milk going up a little bit, but it's way, way, way off from where it was. I can remember, even at the time when I started selling raw milk retail at my farm, it was, you know, $23, $24 a hundredweight for the milk. Now it's $14, $15, $16 because, you know, Dean Foods, DFA, Dairy Farmers of America, have made a concerted effort to get the milk price down. And as a result of that, you know, we're living in this age of complete total devastation and destruction of the dairy farm. But I did, as I said, I'm looking at higher milk prices. The USDA says milk prices could reach the high 16s or low 17s. That's still below what it costs you to make 100 pounds of milk. So why are you touting that? Get it up to $24 a hundredweight and you got something to talk about. In the meantime, that's not very sophisticated, but it's kind of how I feel about the government and milk and other things. All right, so there it is. That's the update on the farm bill and who's getting paid and how it's being paid out. It's 14 past the hour. This is the American Family Farmer. If you would like to make this year the best year ever for you, the best way to have a great day is to have a great night. If you haven't had a good night's rest for a long, long time, time to, as a New Year's resolution, fix that problem by getting onto the website for MyPillow at MyPillow.com to change the way you sleep. 100% machine washable pillows, dryable cotton. I just did four or five of my own. I've had a lot of guests in my house, and so I wanted to clean up the pillows, clean up everything. And so I did it because I can wash my pillows. Can't do that with any other pillow, especially if it's full of feathers. Can you imagine? Right to the dump with those pillows. So if you would like to win, like to gain, have a better year because you're getting better rest, may I suggest you go to MyPillow.com, look over all the things. They have four MyPillows. You can pay for two of them, get two more. How about that? Yep, that's the deal. Two MyPillows, premium MyPillows, and two go-anywhere pillows for half price. Free shipping as well, and you can keep the pillows until the 1st of March. If you don't like them, you send them back, get your money back. That's the guarantee I like. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, get half off pretty much everything that's in the catalog. A lot of specials, too. Start with those pillows, man. They're really great. Change your pillows, change your rest, change your life. Go to MyPillow.com. Make sure you get all the benefits of using the promo code DJV.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track, and they want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
The NHL is putting some tech back into the puck. 20 years ago, the NHL launched FoxTrax Puck, a short-lived augmented reality technology that highlighted the puck on TV screens with a red streak when shot at the net. Well, this time, the NHL is testing game puck technology with a thermochromic coating that will change the color of the league's logo from purple to white when the puck's temperature rises above freezing, letting officials know that they should replace it. Rubber pucks slide much better and faster on the ice when frozen. Once in play, it's hard for officials to tell if the puck is thawed out, so this tech will alleviate that issue. The thermochromic puck will be tested in select NHL games in 2019 and evaluated for potential league-wide rollout.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
If you care where your food comes from, and who doesn't, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. All right, let's get to know Jackie Allenbrand from farmdog.org, PharmDog.org. A pleasure to have you here, Jackie, and I say that not knowing you, but all the things that I've heard about you from various people make me happy that I'm able to tell this story with you. Welcome.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be with you this morning.
All right. So, Farm Dog, where did the idea come from?
Well, I was working with some farmers at a farm show, and one had a partial leg amputation. He was sharing with me how his dog helped him so much on the farm. And we use dogs on our farm as well with our cattle, and kind of got to thinking, well, why don't we do some more detailed training and to just meet the farmers' needs? And that's kind of how the ball got rolling on the idea behind Farm Dog.
Just, are you training? Are you training the dogs, or are you training the owners?
Well, we do a little bit of both. You can't place a dog with a farmer without them knowing the commands and how they work as well. Mm-hmm. So a little bit of both.
Is this a program similar to what the military has in turning these dogs, some of them, into a spectacular and wonderful help to the people that are in the line of fire? Is this the same kind of thing, only we are aiming to help the farmer instead of the soldier?
Well, it's similar in that we're doing detailed training to meet a specific need, and that is...
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jackie Allenbrand is with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer, Pets Helping Agriculture in Rural Areas, Rural Missouri. That's what farmers, that's where you started. But you are placing these dogs. You're helping people from other areas in the country. Are you not, Jackie?
Well, we're hoping to. Mm-hmm. We have placed a dog with a farmer in Nebraska. And we're a small group of farmers ourselves, nonprofit, of course, no mm-hmm. corporate sponsorship behind us. And we are limited sometimes in how far out we can travel right now, but we're in the process of hopefully helping more and expanding out to other states.
All right. So you have a farm yourself where you train these people, correct? These people, these dogs. I train the owners too, the farmers. Yeah. They all come to your
right.
farm?
No, they actually don't all come here to the farm. What we do is we have a border collie trainer in Plattsburgh, Missouri, and we have a border collie trainer in Packwood, Iowa. And I also have some ladies that help me on the service side of things. And what we do is if a farmer is interested, they contact us on our website or phone, and we find out a little bit about what they're dealing with, what type of disability or injury they're dealing with, and find out what their needs are. Then we train the dog for their needs and what could help them the most. Then what we do is a little bit different, is we try to travel to the farm. It's difficult, as you know, for a farmer to get off the farm
yep.
for a period of time. So we try to go to the farm and get the dog adjusted to its new surroundings and to, like we said before, work with the farmer and train them also with the commands so they know how to work with the dog. We don't want to leave a dog there that's going to be a hassle for them. We want them to be helpful. So that's what we do, is we find out the information, we train for that need. If we can't train for a specific need, we'll be honest and say we just can't do that, but we try to offer other resources if we can. So going to the farm is important to us because we know, like I said, how difficult it is to get off the farm because there's always something to do.
All right. So where do you find these dogs? Are you finding them, or do sometimes farmers bring a dog to you and say, please train this dog so that he or she will help me better on the farm? Which is the more preferred way of doing it?
Well, what we do is, you know, we've had some people say, can we bring our own dog and you train it? And we usually say we prefer not to do that because an existing dog sometimes has developed habits already. and we may not be able to work through those. So we like to start working with a younger dog. The Border Collie trainers that we have, they're both on the farm as well. And when we need a litter of Border Collie pups, we plan that out, and they supply the pups for the program. And then as far as the Labradors or the lab mixes, we try to work with shelters or rescues that have those that have passed the temperament test and can work with us. And we try to find the younger, the better. You know, if you get past a year old or so, you're starting to get into some problems that they've already developed some bad habits. So try to work with them as pups if we can.
Yeah, that makes sense. I understand what mm-hmm. you're saying and how that would work. It makes a good yes. sense. Well, the animals, the dogs, they mostly work with animals. What other uses do they have beside herding cattle or pigs or mm-hmm. whatever it may be that's on the farm? What yes. else do you use these for?
Well, we use the Border Collies just strictly for the herding purposes, you know, mm-hmm. sitting in the gate and, you know, gathering, herding, sorting out. We use the Labradors for mobility purposes. They wear a harness that will help the farmer to walk on a farm's rough terrain.
I want to talk a little bit. We'll pause for a couple of moments here. I want to talk about the farmers with disabilities, specifically what we're working on. I guess I never thought about sorts of disabilities for people in general, so why wouldn't they be on the farm? So I want to dig into that a little bit more to help people coming up with ideas on how to use these farm dogs at farmdog.org. 28 past the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Is your back a problem? Is it slowing you down, making the simplest of tasks seem impossible? I got some great news for you. Purity Products has the Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula is what it's called. It'll get you on track. They want you to try it free. That's right, free! The clinically tested herbal formula provides you with the back comfort, flexibility, joint support that you absolutely have to have. My lower back pain used to get the best of me, but after starting on this formula, I noticed a big difference. I'm walking better, enjoying life, and now you can do it as well. Purity Products has your back, the ultimate lower back relief formula. What are you waiting for? At no cost, you can have your free bottle. Get it now. Just pay shipping. Call 800-291-4180. That's 800-291-4180. Ultimate Lower Back Relief Formula, yours for the asking at 800-291-4180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Past presidential hopeful and now a new U.S. Senator Mitt Romney is calling President Trump's character into question just days before Romney takes office. In a column for the Washington Post, the Utah Republican is applauding many of President Trump's policy achievements. But Romney says with the nation so divided, presidential leadership in character is indispensable. And Romney adds that is where Trump's shortfall is most glaring. President Trump's inviting leaders from both parties to a briefing today on border security in the hopes of ending a government shutdown. Homeland Security Department officials will deliver the briefing as funding for border security remains the center of the impasse behind that government shutdown. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Brian bringing us back into another conversation. Qualified information about a really interesting program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jackie Allenbrand, who started the Farm Dog USA program in rural Missouri. FARM stands for Pets Helping Agriculture in Rural Missouri. She and her husband have used dogs on their farm, working the cattle, as you can imagine. But the program has also found I think purpose, I guess, is the best word for it, Jackie, in 4-H programs. Yes, would you be able to teach young kids or younger people who are interested in coming along how to do this? You said you can't do it all yourself. So how about training some of the dogs with some of the younger farmers coming along and sort of match them up? Maybe it would be a way of people finding jobs. I just actually thought of that, wondering whether that's practical.
Sure. We used to have, in 2010, we started working with some FFA students in being what we called puppy raisers. And we had a litter of border collie pups, and we had them use their, similar to their SAE project, their supervised ag experience, and they raised the puppy for us for a year. and they worked with us, gathered together and worked with on commands and just socializing, and then they had to give them back, of course, after a year, which is the hard part.
Sure.
To release it after you get bonded with that dog. But they knew that it was for a good cause. It was going to be trained for a farmer dealing with a disability, and of course that makes them feel good that they had a part in that. So
yeah. Let's talk some about the farmers themselves with disabilities, farmers who maybe lost a leg, an amputation. We know there are accidents on the farm. I've seen plenty of farmers with one arm. We've all experienced, because the farming business can be dangerous, and equipment sometimes isn't respected, and there are accidents that happen on the farm. So what's the typical sort of disability that you encounter where the dogs are going to be the most helpful?
Well, I'll give you some examples of dogs we've placed with farmers. The dog that we placed out in Nebraska was a border collie. He was placed with a gentleman that is paralyzed from the chest down. Ooh. He was injured in an auto accident. And when he came to us, you know, he said, the cattle aren't respecting me. I'm sitting down lower in my wheelchair, and they need something that will assist me to move the cattle, get them from point A to point B, and sort those sorts of things. So that was a partnership that has worked out well. We've placed a dog with a woman that is legally blind. It is not a guide dog. She does have some sort of vision still, but she wanted to be more independent, feel helpful to her husband on the farm with their cow-calf operation. So she had been run over by a bull before several years ago. So one of her things was, please train the dog to watch the gates while I'm helping, you know, feed. So she is helpful to her on the farm in being independent, can help her husband out. We have another lady that has lupus. Low energy level. She was constantly getting run over by her sheep when she would go out to carry the buckets of feed. And we trained a dog for her named Sue. And as soon as Sue came along, the sheep parted the ways, and Sheila could get in there and feed without being knocked over every morning. So yeah, there's a variety of disabilities that are out there. Of course, arthritis is the most common one, but there are people dealing with all sorts of autoimmune disorders, and like you said before, amputations, those sorts of things.
It's society. It's a reflection of society. I noticed that in one of the articles that highlighted what the farm dog program is all about, that some of the recipients are depressed, and there is that we, you know, in terms of what maybe a disability is. People are, if they're by themselves, I know some older farmers who by themselves live literally by themselves, and the dogs may be helpful on the farm, but they're also helpful and wonderful as companions, aren't they? I would have thought they become friends.
Yes, I'm really glad that you brought that up, because I always say we train the dogs to help physically, but they can also help emotionally as well. If a farmer has just gone through an accident or dealing with an illness, you know, they've got to sometimes find other ways to farm, and there's a change, and that can sometimes lead to depression and feelings of anxiety. And you're right, a dog is a good companion. A dog has to get up and be fed and taken out, and the farmer has to get up and do those things. I had one farmer that went through chemotherapy, and his dog stayed with him the whole time through the sickness.
How dangerous is this, would you say, in terms of the jobs the dogs have? All animals, I was on a farm the other day that specializes in helping save equine. It's amazing to see what you can do. Some of these farms that are sanctuaries for animals, and how, you know, they help them in many different ways. But, you know, I wonder about using them in those sorts of facilities as well.
Yes. Well, I'm not sure how that would go there. It could be a possibility, but, you know, on a farm, there's, of course, equipment and livestock, and there's a lot of dangerous things that are a part of it. And we train the dogs to get used to those sounds and to of a tractor and equipment, and we don't get them close to those We have trained a dog to get up in the cab of a tractor so that it can go down the steps and be at the end of the steps, so that when the farmer comes down the steps, he has the dog there as a balance, sort of like a four-legged walking cane, I guess you could say, you know, needed that support. So, yeah, there's a lot of dangers on the farm, of course, but we train them to get used to those sounds and be around the livestock and then help them adjust when they go to their new location as well.
How expensive is it to do this?
Well, it is not cheap, but we are a little bit different in that we have only had one farmer actually pay for a dog when we were in our beginning stages, worked with another organization, and they paid that organization for the dog. But as we've developed more so, what we ask the farmer to do is to make a donation to us so that we can start helping another farmer. If we were to calculate up all the hours and the time and medications and food and all of that going into a service dog, you're looking at about a $5,000 to $6,000 dog. And,
wow,
you know, yeah. And that's on the cheap end. But,
really?
Yes, I went to the Farm Progress show in Decatur, Illinois a few months ago. There was a family that stopped there and visited, and they were getting a dog trained, not from us, another organization, for low blood sugar alert. And that dog cost $50,000.
Whoa! Wow.
but that's
probably worth it under the circumstances.
It makes a lot
of sense to do this if
sure.
it's done right. Good heavens, yeah.
Yes.
But that's,
yeah. Yes, you know, health is important. So,
yep. Yes,
but that was a little shocking to me. But what we do is, you know, we think farmers dealing with an illness or injury, there's always something to pay for on the farm. And the people that need them, the dogs the most, don't always have extra money to do that sort of thing. But what we do is we want the farmers to be able to make some sort of donation so we can just pay it forward and help another farmer. And our trainers don't receive salaries. That's one thing that makes us a little bit, if we say either dumb or determined, we say determined.
We
want to help other farmers because we know what that's like. So,
all right, let's conclude our conversation with Jackie Allenbrand in a moment. This is fascinating stuff. Farm Dog USA. The website is farmdog, farmdog.org. An inspiration. Maybe other people can learn through you and start organizations like this in their area of the country, because it certainly serves a need. That's one of the reasons that you're here. 44 past the hour on the American Family Farmer. I want to talk about what's going on in your body, the nutrients that are there. Farmers need energy. They need strength. They need to be able to block free radical damage that comes from being out in the sun a lot. In order to do that, you got to have a strong immune system. So if you don't, here's a way. This maybe seems silly to talk about this to farmers who are growing their own produce, but you can't, for the most part, unless you're in California, grow your own produce 12 months a year. So this is for people who are not able to do that. If you are, you know, we hear all the time, and we sell it, we use these terms when we're selling to our patrons. If we're selling all kinds of vegetables on our produce farm, then we want them to buy broccoli and cabbage and carrots and onions and spinach and cauliflower and celery and garlic and kale and that sort of thing. Well, you can find all of those things in a capsule now, grown on great farms by the folks at the core product, as a matter of fact, that comes from Balance of Nature, are the fruits and vegetables that you can get in cabbage. It sounds like it could be the antithesis of what farming is all about, but it really isn't. This is health personified, and I think that because farmers oftentimes, we start early in the morning and we work all day long, sometimes you need a little extra immune system and if you can't get all of these things, whether it's the zucchini, apples, bananas, blueberries, cherries, grapes, grapefruit, Fremont Supply, balanceofnature.com, use the code DJV.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money. But the notice said that if I don't pay them in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money. put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
The IRS can do all that and more, unless you get help. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Call U.S. Tax Shield and let them help you get a fresh start. They have access to the IRS's Fresh Start Initiative, which can stop collection efforts and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%, so you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-801-9553 to learn if you qualify. Call 800-801-9553. That's 800-801-9553. Again, 800-801-9553.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Cases and cases of confidence.
Staples can help give you the confidence that your business is ready for the year ahead with all the supplies you need.
Like paper. And right now, when you buy a 10-ream case of Staples multipurpose paper, you get one free.
So you can be confident you're ready for whatever business comes your way.
Buy one case of Staples multipurpose paper, get one free. Now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
In store only, limit 10. Valid through 1/5/19.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
Now, get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
All right, back to our conversation here on the American Family Farmer with Jackie Allenbrand, Farm Dog USA. This is a program that ought to be expanded, it seems to me. I just think that this is a fabulous way to help people. You know, we have all these stories all the time, Jackie, about people staying on the farm. The average farmer is 56 or something. Youngsters aren't coming along. So I wonder what beginning farmers... what stories you might have of success with them? Because I think we've been focused on disabilities and that sort of thing. We think of disabilities as applying to older farmers. What about younger farmers?
Well, actually, the gentleman that's in the wheelchair was in his 30s when we placed the dog with him, and one of our ladies was in her 30s as well. But we haven't really had any youngsters, I guess, teenagers in their 20s, that sort of thing, that have requested a dog. Did meet a young man at Husker Harvest Days in Nebraska earlier in last month, and may have some interest there in training a dog to help him with mobility purposes after he had an accident.
So. Could a blind farmer use one of these dogs?
Well, I want to say that we'll work with someone that's visually impaired, but we are not guide dog trainers.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, the example I gave you earlier is she is legally blind but still does have some vision. So a person
right.
that is
you did say that. I wonder if it's completely blind.
Right. If someone was completely blind, we would probably refer them to another organization, just, you know, for safety purposes.
Right. Yeah. What's been the most, we got about a minute left here, a little less. What's been the most exciting part of this for you?
Well, meeting all the different people that I've met and hearing their stories and seeing their successes. And I hope someday that we can help more farmers across the United States to get that corporate sponsorship. Maybe we can do it. So.
Well, I'm pleased and honored to have had the ability to share this story with so many people who listen to this program. Jackie Allenbrand, check out that website for your own use, farmdog, PHARM dog.org. Jackie, thank you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Here's to the farmer that plants the fields and the springs that turn from green to that harvest honey.
The American Family Farmer, at the moment, the podcast that is up, the most recent American Family Farmer podcast at American Family Farmer Show. com. More news about the new farm bill, why family farmers are upset about it. I also have on this current podcast a former turkey farmer, broadcaster Daryl Anderson. Daryl hosts a weekly radio feature called Farm to Fork, and he explains what it is. It's really a very interesting feature, doing the same sort of thing as I am here. What topics, what things are affecting the American family farmer on a daily basis? And then I opine about what this new year may hold for the American farming community, rather a broad stroke, I might say. But it's really, if I can't find what I'm talking about interesting, what good is it for anybody else, right? So Farm to Fork and other things about the new year, all presently in the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. We have new podcasts every week. They're all archived and described on the website. That's where you hear the podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. In a moment, I want to talk a little bit about the way to get around the methane gas. I have some thoughts about that, the gas problem, at least some people think it's a problem. So that's coming up right after this.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. They sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if we call bicycles bikes and tricycles trikes, shouldn't we call motorcycles mics? Maybe a bunch of guys named Mike teamed up and put a stop to it.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
What if job searching could be easy? Like, what if you could search for a job, research the company, and apply all on the same site? You can do that on Glassdoor. Want to know what a job pays before you apply? Want a job with a shorter commute? You can find that on Glassdoor. What about insider info from actual employees? Yep, you can find that on Glassdoor too. Plus, interview questions, CEO ratings, all on one site. So go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life.
And now this comment. The amount of time that is wasted, say spent, has been focused on the production of methane gas by the people who don't understand what good it is for the environment, what cattle population is all about, the impact on global warming. There have been studies on top of studies. The natural part of a cow's metabolism produces ammonia. And that's a gas that occurs in the atmosphere. It does not affect global warming. It may have the impact on some aspects of global ecology. Those who have loaded a pile of manure into a manure spreader like I did this past weekend can relate to the rather unique aroma that it emits, whether it's chicken manure, cow manure, pig manure, whatever it is. The more concentrated urea, or which is basically ammonia, is in it, the better it is. So ammonia emissions are good for the soil. People say, oh, it's not good for the atmosphere. Well, it's six in one, half a dozen of another, frankly. The photosynthetic process that is helped by the not only the spewing of ammonia onto the soil, but when you look at the microbes that come out of the back end of a cow and what they do for the soil to rebuild it, what other animal, what other being, what else is being done to improve our soil? You use the products of Monsanto, and all you get is depletion of the soil. You need to add to it, and the ingesters, if that's what you want to call them, egesters, the microbes that come out of the cow, do a great deal. All you can do is look at the land around. I say this basically, I'm not talking to farmers now, I'm talking to local boers who use our products, or to people who are not in the know, they're interested in what's going on in food, family, and farm contexts. The nutrients, the nitrogen, the phosphorus that comes out of the cow is very good, and encourages the microbes to put back into the soil the things that we need to really make the soil healthy and to grow our plants. So I guess that what I'm thinking, what I'm saying, I look at the FDA approval for reducing the emissions of ammonia gas for a specific group of cattle and think, what nonsense. Again, the government getting into something that they really don't know anything about because they're pressured by certain political groups. It's nonsense. Food for thought, though, on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.